And hello again, everyone. Welcome to Wired. I'm Keith Mills. And what's the cliche? Winning cures all? Well, it certainly seemed that way Thursday night. The Ravens dug in, came together as a team, and dismantled the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the veteran leadership of players like Terrell Suggs and Joe Flacco, Owen Daniels, and Haloti Ngata really evident throughout the game as the win seemed to lift the entire city. 26-6, they evened their record at 1-1, and it was a complete team win. Methodical, efficient, and extremely polished on offense. The Ravens' defense did not allow a touchdown by the Steelers, and it was a performance worthy of the NFL's first primetime showdown of the year. Now, defensive tackle Haloti Ngata was wired Thursday night, and it would be appropriate because his advice to Terrell Suggs would help get the team going early.
Leadership. In tough times, it can elevate teams to greatness. 4 days after losing their home opener to the Bengals, the Ravens faced another division opponent in the arch-rival Pittsburgh Steelers. With the threat of an 0-2 start, coupled with the Ray Rice scrutiny, outsiders wondered how the Ravens would respond.
Is there nothing better than 4 days later to go back and play? Nothing better than to get go back and play against who? Against Pittsburgh. There's nothing that can stand between us and this victory. Nothing, nobody, no team, no power, nothing. Let's go get it done.
Hey, fellas, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. What's understood ain't got to be said. What's understood ain't got to be said. It's the Steelers. Get your minds right.
Like it says.
I just felt like we needed a boost. Like we needed, we couldn't afford to start slow. And I just wanted to get the crowd and my team in it early. So it was just a suggestion from my brother, number 9 dude. So he was like, yeah, you should do it, Sid. You should do it. Feel like it'll be tight.
Where did the helmet go? I threw it.
I don't know. That was awesome, though. That was amazing.
Suggs' plan worked. The Ravens' defense came out fast and forced the Steelers into an apparent 3-and-out.
3rd and 9 from the Pittsburgh 21. Roethlisberger to throw, and he's going to be hit and drilled back at the 10-yard line.
Oh, no.
But a flag is thrown.
Three.
Whoa! Whoa!
A questionable personal foul on Courtney Upshaw kept the Steelers' offense on the field and gave life to an 8-minute opening drive. The hard-hitting Ravens' defense was relentless, and on the drive's 14th play, forced their first turnover of the 2014 season.
It's been all Steelers with the ball. Roethlisberger looking to throw, fires over the middle, complete. Justin Brown has it, shimmy shakes, ball comes loose. Ravens recover at the 17-yard line.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
D'Angelo Tyson comes up with the ball, and the Ravens will have it.
Start fast, Joe! Let's go!
That was the biggest bullcrap freaking penalty I ever heard in my life. What the heck? I got squared off. Bow!
He hit him in his chest, too.
Yeah, but I think the thing is because he thought he had led with his helmet. Well, I think he kind of did, but damn, how else was supposed to hit him?
Came off.
I guess in the shoulder? On the side?
In a rivalry defined by its physicality, the Steelers' defense played overly aggressive and handed the Ravens free yardage.
Quick release, complete 20-yard line. Steve Smith Sr. has it, breaks a tackle, 25, flag is down. Smith Sr. taken out of bounds at the 30-yard line in front of the Steeler bench, but flags all over the near side of the field.
Yeah, both sides.
Flacco lost the ball, right side, end zone! Incomplete, but flags all over the play.
1st and 3.
Go!
Let's score a touchdown. See, this is where they got to give me the rock, man.
Juszczyk shifts to the right. Fake. Flacco throws wide open, back of the end zone. Owen Daniels, touchdown! And the
Let it work.
Hell of a drive, bro. Hey, Yanda, hell of a drive. Hell of a drive. We had him sacked on third down. It was a heck of a play. Unfortunately, we got the call there. And then, you know, what they do, they took advantage of that opportunity, and they took it down the field. And to come up with a turnover was big. And then, as you said, to respond on offense. By the end of the first quarter, I think we were up 7-0, and we both had the ball once. I think we each had three possessions in the first half. It's kind of a typical Steelers-Ravens game.
Hey, Eugene. Hey, we're going to keep quick counting these guys, okay? It helps us, all right? So let's get set and ready to go, okay?
Second down and one. He gets the carry, working off right tackle. Nice holes across the 40. Tripped up and taken down at the 42. At their 42, Flacco, quick pass, complete. Steve Smith, senior has it across midfield. Sidesteps a man. He's in the Steeler 40, 35, and he's pushed out of bounds there. What a sidestep move. Steve Smith, senior, put on Ike Taylor. Justin Brissett, a little in the hole, right side, bounces off tackles inside the 30, 25, and to the 22-yard line, Justin Tucker from the left hash mark, Sam Cook with a hold, and Tucker's kick is up, and it is right through the uprights. The Ravens extend their lead, 10-0.
Let's go, man. This is where we got to stop them right here. Hey, we got to stop them here. This is huge right here, guys.
It was the bell right up the middle looking for an opening. There's nothing there. Aloni Nada had it stacked up.
Yeah, man.
It was the bell running behind Miller off left guard. He's got Kreese, spins at midfield. Ravens 45. Look out. He's got an accelerator. Far sideline 40, 35. And he's pushed out of bounds by Matt Elam. Field goal attempt from the right hash marks. Recent 3-for-3 so far in this young season. Brad Wing with a hold, and Sweeson's kick is good. 2:50 to play in the opening half, and the Steelers get on the board for the first time tonight.
Hey, we start off the series real good, and then we kind of have one of those letdowns. Okay? They got one run, that's it. No more. Let's put a hat on this guy. And it's the same. This is Stutter. That's running the Stutter, and he's trying to wait around, trying to wait for somebody to be undisciplined. Okay? Hold your gap. Linebackers will come down here, and we'll be in good shape.
Hey, you one-on-one over there every time. Because the Pouncy, that slide to me all day.
Good. Keep him over there.
As Pittsburgh gained momentum late in the second quarter, Elvis Dumervil notched the first sack of the day.
Here comes blitz pressure. Roethlisberger under pressure. He's sacked back at midfield. Elvis Dumervil with the first sack of the season for the Ravens, and it comes at just the right time.
It's so loud. Elvis was like, I'm not letting him go until Oculi comes up to me and tells me the play is over.
He can't step up.
Yeah, he couldn't see. You see, he was like,
I already know.
There you go. That's all I need right there.
He's just trying to get off the ball, man, and be disruptive. As a rush, you just want to be annoying. And you try to be, just come out there and just give pressure. And as you keep hammering, the door come down.
So the Ravens get a touchdown from Owen Daniels and a field goal from Justin Tucker to take a 10-3 lead at the half. They also get the first sack of the season from Elvis Dumervil. But Elvis wasn't through at the half, and neither was the Ravens offense. The impressive second half is coming up as Ravens Wired continues.
Ravens Wired is brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of your Baltimore Ravens. Get your Ravens tumbler when you open a new M&T checking account while supplies last. And by Under Armour.
And welcome back to Ravens Wire. Now, the Ravens led 10-3 at the half, though the momentum seemed to shift early in the third quarter. Despite receiving the ball to start the second half, the Ravens went 3-and-out, and the Steelers would get the ball at midfield and start fast as they kicked a field goal. But it would be up to the Ravens' defense to stem the tide.
A week two game that has enormous postseason implications. I know that sounds absurd, but it's not. This is a must-win game for the Ravens. Third quarter, Ravens up 10-3. L, hesitation move inside the 40. Bounces out the 35, 30, far side. Roethlisberger from the shotgun. Roethlisberger up to the right. Sack, drop back at the 28-yard line. Elvis Dumervil, his second sack of the night.
Gonna go, dude.
Hold down, kick up, long enough, and it. Sweesome's kick is good. Ravens lead trimmed to four.
It's huge. It's great that our, you know, guys can make plays and get sacks, and you know, hopefully we can continue to do that. And Elvis is, you know, great. I mean, I think one of them, he was actually double teamed by a tight end and a tackle, and we're still able to. Well, he has an advantage because he's short, but it's great that he's able to have a playmaker like that on our team.
On third down and four, Flacco throws down the middle. Dennis Pettis has it. He's the midfield, stealing territory.
Go, Dennis. Go, Dennis. Go, Dennis. Go, Dennis. Go.
Flacco to throw on first down, fires near side, complete. Torrey Smith, 30-yard line, taken down there. After another 10-yard gain, should be another Ravens first down. Over the middle, caught by Owen Daniels, holds on after getting hit like bookends, colliding, and it's first and 10 Ravens.
He used to kill us. When he was at Houston, he killed us.
Flacco to throw, blitz pressure, he beats it, pass complete to Owen Daniels, hits the turf at the 7 and flags follow him. Troy Polamalu is going to pick up the penalty for hitting Owen Daniels up in the head and neck area.
Kind of feels like that old, you know, high school, you know, crosstown rivalry type of a situation, and you know, honor for me to be a part of it for the first time, and you know, and everyone buys into it. The city buys into it, and if, you know, the team buys into it, and it's a big deal, so it's pretty cool.
Firing on all cylinders.
Flacco rolls to the left. He throws wide open. Touchdown, Owen Daniels. His second of the game. There you go.
Two touchdowns.
On the Ravens' touchdown, safety Troy Polamalu lined up in man-to-man coverage with tight end Dennis Pitta. Since 2011, Pitta has scored 8 red zone touchdowns. But on this play, Pitta would be the decoy, drawing coverage away from Owen Daniels and leaving him wide open for the touchdown.
Yeah! Good job, Dennis!
Need to come back and play a lot better than we did last week as a whole. You know, speaking offensively, you know, we need to play a little bit better consistently throughout the game, and that's what we focus on doing, sticking to our game plan and do what we need to do.
The Ravens were dominating on both sides of the ball. The defense was getting off the field quickly, and the offense was grinding the clock and increasing the lead.
It'll be a 23-yard field goal try for Justin Tucker from the left hash mark. And Justin Tucker is right through the uprights. 14-11 to play in the ball game, and the Ravens' lead is 14.
Hey, man, thanks for the points. We're going to go finish the game.
Four quarter!
It's about time to make something happen, too. You know what I mean? Don't get your hands on the football.
He's looking to throw on first down. Pumps once. Check down to Heath Miller over the middle. And Darryl Smith wraps him up. Ball came loose. Ball came loose. Ravens recover. C.J. Mosley with the recovery. And the Ravens have it at the Steelers' 20-yard line.
Go! 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 Go!
Steelers bring the blitz. Forsett has a hold. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Justin Forsett to the 10. A spin to the 5, to the 1. And he stopped just shy of the goal line.
Oh! Oh! Very nice. I wish he scored.
First and goal from the 1. Give us to Forsett right side. And Justin Forsett can't get in.
Did he put me at tight end? Fullback.
The nation looked to Baltimore to see how Ravens fans would embrace their team. And I think Ravens fans sent a strong message tonight that this is a town unified behind its team. And if the Ravens can get this win secured, they are right back in it. Now the defense, Dan, gets a chance to put this away. 2:02 left in the game. Roethlisberger gets the snap, throws over the middle, deflected, and it is intercepted! Intercepted by Haloti Ngata, who picks the ball up and runs to the 30-yard line. He's taken down there, and the Hay's in the barn!
Hey, I was tired. Hey, Troy. Stay healthy, bro.
Nice pick. You too.
Thanks. I'll just pull it out of my butt, bro.
Nice play, big fella. Look good.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, man. We stared adversity in the eye. All right, what do they say? Character is not football doesn't build character. It exposes character. All right, that was a character win right there. We stood shoulder to shoulder with faith in everything we need to have faith in, okay? I'm proud of you.
Throughout the preseason, Gary Kubiak talked about the run setting up the pass. The Ravens rushed for 157 yards, threw for 166, and it was that run-pass balance that was the key. 36 runs and 29 passes. Add to that a defense that forced three Pittsburgh turnovers, and the Ravens' 20-point margin of victory was as impressive as we've seen in a long while. When we come back, number 92, Haloti Ngata, joins us in studio. And welcome back to Wired. Haloti Ngata joins us right now. And Haloti, have to start with the interception. Your fourth of your career. We all know the first one was in Tampa, right? Your first game as a pro. Take us through the play that kind of sealed the deal the other night.
Yeah, I just knew I couldn't get to Ben, so I kind of just looked at his eyes and saw where he was looking to throw the ball. And I saw him kind of looking through me and just got my hands up and was able to tip it. And then
was there any doubt you were going to run when you're on the ground, or?
I didn't even think I was going to get up. I mean, I just didn't. I thought somebody would touch me before I even got up, but CJ came and blocked.
Yeah, he had a little posse heading down the sideline.
Ran for a little bit. Didn't see Bell coming from the other side. But
now, there's no secret that you would like to run the ball every now and then. As a matter of fact, there's a piece of tape in this show tonight. Earlier we saw it, where you're on the bench right before the first touchdown saying, this is where they need to put me in and give me the rock. Have you lobbied Gary Kubiak at all?
Yeah.
And his response is?
He just laughs. He doesn't really say much to me, but he just laughs, I think he knows he should put me in there.
Maybe. How big a win was this? Very impressive. I thought this was one of the more polished games you guys have played in a long time.
It was a huge win, definitely. I mean, just a complete team game with offense, special teams, and defense, and it was just great that we didn't let, you know, Ben score a touchdown, and you know, our offense did a great job on not turning over the ball and not letting Joe get hit or sacked. And so it's just it was a great complete team win, and it was great that we were able to do it all against the Steelers, and hopefully we can continue to use that and move on.
There's also a piece of tape where you are the one that convinced Terrell Suggs to wear the gladiator mask. What was behind that?
I guess Sizzle just wanted to keep it secret, and he kind of asked me, and Sizzle, you know. Sizzle
had the T-shirt. Wasn't hard to convince him, right?
He just asked me, he's like, hey, should I wear this? I was like, yeah, you should do it. I mean,
fired you guys up like that.
Yeah, I did. I mean, he's got us loose, you know, kept us loose throughout the week, you know, with the shirt he had on in the middle of the week, and it's just
good
fun to be.
Good team win.
Just to be with
one more question. Cleveland, going into the Hornets' nest. They had a big win against the Saints the other day. Bobby Hoyer playing well. Their offense is playing well.
They're doing really well. Their offense is moving the ball and against great two defenses, you know, Pittsburgh and Saints. So they're doing well, and they're, you know, I think they're finding their groove, and hopefully we can just get them off the spot and stop them a couple of times for our offense.
All right, so you're going to leave here and head to see Gary Kubiak right now, lobby for the football, right?
Definitely.
Coach, give him the football. Haloti, thank you. Much more to come when we come back.
Ravens Wired is brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of your Baltimore Ravens. Get your Ravens tumbler when you open a new M&T checking account while supplies last. and by Under Armour.
And welcome back to Wired. Now the Ravens head to Cleveland for their first road game of the year, and the Browns are playing well. They nearly came back to beat the Steelers and won their first home opener in 10 years Sunday against the Saints. Former Ravens coach Mike Pettine is now the Browns head coach, and Baltimore's Terrence West is off to a good start in his rookie year, and it's another division game, and it promises to be a major test for the Ravens. That's all for us. Thanks to Haloti Ngata. Thanks to you for watching. And we leave you tonight with more highlights from the Ravens' win over the Steelers. Good night, everybody.
Let's go!